So I'll just share a little bit. The idea of these talks are to share what we hope is wisdom.
Myšlenka těchto řečí je sdílet to, co si myslíme, že je moudrost.
And so the idea is to explore areas of our life that we're not so aware of.
Chceme prozkoumat oblasti života, které jsou nám není tak zřetelné.
And from there, so that we can see if we can see in new ways, see our life in new ways, to experiment.
A pak z toho místa můžeme začít zkoumat.
Because in the understanding of the Buddhist path,
protože v porozumění cesty budou nebo buddhistů,
from wisdom and understanding grow our ethical behavior.
Z moudrosti a porozumění vznikne etické chování.
And from ethical behavior and harmony in our communities, our practice really unfolds in beautiful ways.
A z takového etického chování v našich komunitách pak se rozvíjí praxe v mnoha směrech.
So I want to take us back to, you know, kind of the beginning of Buddhist wisdom.
Rád bych nás bral na začátek cesty
I don't know if you can see, I've got a t-shirt on. I'm actually wearing it because it's thin, not because it's got writing on it.
Mám na sobě tričko, nemusíte to vidíte.
I don't normally like to wear clothes with writing on them, but that's just a personal thing.
Normálně nemám rád trička s nápisy, ale tentokrát mám na sobě.
But it says on here, life is good. Enjoy the ride.
Na tričku je napsáno, život je dobrý, užijte si jízdu.
It's actually my brother-in-law's t-shirt, but he gave it to me. But it just reminded me that the Buddha is quite famous for saying, life is suffering.
Buddha je docela známý tím, že říká, že život je utrpení.
But he does also say, you know, you can get free from suffering.
A také říká, že možno se osvobodit od trpení.
And just sharing this with you now also reminds me of how the word dukkha is sometimes described in modern day teachings.
A tak jak tomu s vámi sdílím, tak mi napadá, že jak je to slovo dukkha mnohokrát vysvětlováno.
That dukkha is a description for how well a wheel turns. We think about that, like how well a wheel turns.
Dukkha je slovo, které vysvětluje, jak dobře se točí kolo.
So we have this wheel going around the axle, yeah, it spins around this joint here.
Máme tady to kolo, které se točí kolem osy.
And back in the days of the Buddha, the axle, it was just probably maybe like wood on wood with lots of grease around it.
Zpátky v dnech budou, tohle byla pravděpodobně dřevěná osa na dřevěným kolem, takže tam bylo hodně, potřeba hodně mazání, hodně to drhlo.
And if you know anything about grease, dirt sticks onto grease. And then it starts to make the wood grinding against each other instead of flowing smoothly.
Myslím, že z ovadání, tak se rádo špiní a pak ta špina, která se tam přichytí, zhoršuje zase to točení.
So dukkha is when our ride isn't smooth, isn't enjoyable, which is, funnily enough, still also on this t-shirt.
Dukkha je teda to, když to...
So yeah, life there's dukkha, and that makes the ride less enjoyable.
v životě je dokáže to udělat svou jistotu trošku méně radostnou.
But that's not the end of the story, right? It wasn't like the Buddha says, okay, so that's my teaching. Thanks for coming. Life is suffering and have a nice day. You know, he unpacks it for us. In what way is it suffering? How is it coming to be suffering?
On to pro nás rozměl nadrobně, vysvětlil, jakým způsobem to utrpení vzniká.
And it's probably worth just explaining here that the word dukkha actually does carries a lot of meaning through the Pali language.
Je vhodné vysvětlit, že slovo dukkha nese spoustu významů v jazyku Pali.
Today we were opening to painful sensations. Yeah, and the unpleasant things in life. And, you know, I hope that that was useful, not just painful, to open to what's unpleasant. So anything at all that's painful is called dukkha. Yeah, it's the whole field of experiences.
Cokoliv,
unpleasant is dukkha.
Cokoliv, co je nepříjemné, je dukkha. Je to celé spektrum prožitku.
But I think in the statement where the Buddha is saying life is dukkha, in life there is dukkha, he's talking more about the psychological difficulty that arises with when painful things arise.
A v tom známém řečení, které dáte, říká, že život je duka, mluvím více o tom psychologickém utrpení.
And that dukkha really exists in the relationship. Yeah.
Tenhle význam duka leží v tom stávání.
You know, beautiful things in our life come to an end. Ow. That's a kind of dukkha.
Nádherné, úžasné věci v našem životě končí. To není příjemné.
You know, unpleasant things arise. Horrible sounds or, you know, the loss of a friend.
Nepříjemné věci přicházejí. Nepříjemný zvuk nebo ztráta přátele, přítele.
It's also, ow, it's painful.
Ow. Je to bolestivé.
And yet, what we're looking at is how does the psychological dukkha arise? How does in the relationship arise?
To nás zajímá, ale jak vzniká tady to psychické, psychologické utrpení?
You know, very automatically, almost like we're pre-programmed in life. You know, we've evolved just to try and avoid discomfort, avoid unpleasant experiences.
Velice automaticky v životě jsme na programování.
And we try to hold on to what's lovely, to keep close to what's pleasant.
Snažíme se udržet si to, co se nám líbí, to, co je příjemné.
So we actually end up in a struggle against life, because life includes painful things.
Takže vlastně skončíme s tím boji se životem, protože život přináší ty nepříjemné věci.
So what happens is that, you know, pleasant things that don't last or unpleasant things that arise when we don't want them are causing stress and distress.
Co se děje, že věci, které se nám líbí, které nás těší, a naopak věci, které se nám nelíbí, se objevují. To způsobuje stres.
And we feel it that we habitually contract or withdraw from this type of experience.
Zvykově se buď kontrahujeme kolem té věci, nebo naopak se od ní oprošťujeme.
So the comings and goings of painful or unpleasant phenomena is certainly unavoidable.
Takže přicházení a odcházení fenoménů je nepříjemné a je to nevyvratitelné.
But it's actually our resistance to it which really increases the amount of pain and difficulty in our life.
Je to však ten vnitřní odpor, který způsobuje potíže v životě.
And so this is more or less the first noble truth of Buddhism.
Tohle je víceméně první pravda buddhismu. Noble truth, jako
termínu.
I was looking for a good for noble.
Yeah. So maybe we'll unpack that word then, because, you know, these truths are called noble, which is not a word we use much anymore.
Tyhle pravdy jsou, říkáme jim vznešené, protože to nejsou obyčejné pravdy.
And it actually comes from the Pali Arya, which has a few meanings. It's kind of worth contemplating.
Slova Arya z jazyka Pálí, které stojí to za to zamyslet se nad tím slovem.
It can mean deserving respect.
Co znamená hodné respektu.
Or kind of worth attending to. Worth paying attention to.
Nebo hodné pozornosti.
So it's a noble truth, meaning that of all the truths you could pay attention to, these ones actually uncover really liberating teachings. Another meaning of it is that they are virtuous. Yeah, kind of beautiful. They bring harmony and well-being.
Další významy jsou ctnostné. Přináší harmonii do bytí.
Because they explore how dukkha comes about, they actually shape how we treat and interact those around us.
They do what? Can you repeat it?
Because they explore how dukkha comes into being.
Protože objevují nebo ukazují, jak vzniká dukkha.
They shape our, you know, ethical behavior, how we treat and relate to those around us.
Pomáhají nám tvarují naše chování, etické chování.
And when we practice them, they ennoble us. They make us dignified. Worthy of respect.
Když se po nich řídíme, tak nás samotný dělají vznešený.
Because they open to us ways of being happy that's not dependent on the getting or getting rid of things.
Otevírají cesty k štěstí, které není podmíněné. Činným.
So in our existence, we can often feel this urge to only have pleasant experiences. If I could only have pleasant experiences, then I could be happy.
V životě máme potřebu a tendenci se otevírat a hledat jenom příjemné pocity. Jenom když budeme prožívat příjemné pocity, tak budeme šťastní, si myslíme.
And we can carry that across into our meditation practice.
Můžeme to také přenést za naši meditační praxi.
You know, if only I had a calmer mind, then I could practice meditation.
Až budu mít pokoj, klidnou mysl, pak budu mít dobrou praxi.
You know, if only my back didn't ache, then I could really meditate.
Až nebudu záda, pak budu skutečně meditovat.
you know, it's kind of a beautiful lie we tell ourselves, but we also have to understand it is a lie.
Je to nádherná lež, kterou si říkáme sami sobě, ale musíme uznat, že to je jenom lež.
It's probably been really helpful for the evolution, and my God, you know, what a successful species we are in terms of surviving and populating a planet.
Pravděpodobně má nějaký evoluční význam a co dokázáme tím, jak jsme úspěšný druh.
But you know, but maybe we're not as happy and as satisfied as we could be from this position.
Z tohohle pohledu ale možná nejsme tak šťastní, jak bychom mohli být.
So life is kind of calling us to wake up to a wisdom, a deeper wisdom.
Can you say it again, this first sentence?
Yeah. So life is calling us to wake up to a deeper wisdom.
Život nás volá k tomu, aby jsme se otevřeli moudrosti.
You know, so we can have more tolerance.
My jsme měli více tolerance.
More skillful and compassionate responses.
Více zručné, moudré reakce.
So the first of these four noble truths is that in life there is dukkha. If you're alive, you can experience dukkha. If we go back into the early suttas, which many people like to do, to try and find out what did the Buddha really say?
Když se podíváme do těch jedných z prvních suter, co mnoho lidí dělá, aby zjistilo, co Buddha opravdu řekl.
He actually calls this first noble truth of dukkha by a different name, something really relatable, actually.
Tak v těchto tuhle první začnou pravdu volá trochu jinak.
And he calls it quarrels and disputes. Does that word make sense?
Thank you. Good
arguments.
So quarrel and disputes?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like having an argument.
Two different words for a similar argument, okay.
So were you asking me something?
No,
You got it. Yeah. Great. And so this isn't just limited to an argument with another human being, if only. But we're usually in a kind of a conflict with life itself, the way life unfolds.
Obyčejně jsme v konfliktu s životem, jako takový.
You know, only wanting pleasant experiences and not wanting any painful experiences. That's quite an argument.
Nepříjemné zážitky a prožitky a nechtít nepříjemné, to je docela velký rozpor.
You know, we would be like someone who buys, you know, a baguette, one of those long pieces of bread, and saying, I only eat the left side of baguettes. And because of that, as soon as we walk out of the shop, we tear it in half and we throw away the right side of the baguette, you know? And then we hold our baguette, which is now half as long, and we realize it's still half of it is still the right hand side.
Takže teďka máme tu levou stranu a koukáme na ní, ale pak si uvědomím, že to stále na tu pravou stranu taky.
So what are we going to do? Tear it in half again, throw it away. Tear it in half again, throw it away. There's always going to be an unpleasant experience in life. Always going to be.
pak uděláme, odhodíme zase tu novou pravou stranu a pak zase a zase a zase. Takže v životě bude vždycky nějaká pravá strana.
I think there's somewhere in the Tao Te Ching, maybe it's even right in the beginning, you know, you call something bad, or you call something good, and you necessarily give rise to bad. You know, they only arise in comparison. So the teachings continue to explore, well, why is it that sometimes things are dukkha? Why is this happening?
Takže tohle učení dává, popisuje, proč to vzniká, proč ta dukkha vzniká.
And the term that's used is tanha. T-A-N-H-A, tanha.
And the termín, který se používá, je tanha.
Which you may have heard being translated as craving.
Který se často překládá jako tužba, touha.
But it's this, you know, tearing the baguette in half type of behavior.
Je to vlastně to chování, je to stejné jako zlámání bagety na půlku.
Trying to keep all of the pleasant and get rid of all of the unpleasant.
Neustále se pokoušet udržet si jenom to příjemné a odstranit ze života to nepříjemné.
For myself, what's been helpful more than a word like craving, which like noble isn't really a word that's used much even in English.
Tady to slovo není ještě používané ani v angličtině.
I currently refer to this as demanding. This feeling of demanding on life.
Můžeme to volat taky požadování, kladení žádostí životu.
And as we see, it's also demanding something that's impossible, demanding something that life can't do.
Můžeme také říct, že to je žádání o něco, co není možné.
You know, which is lining us up for this quarrel and disputes, this argument.
Tak vlastně vzniká teda ten spor se životem.
But interestingly, this dukkha is an avoidable experience.
Is not avoidable or is avoidable?
This dukkha is avoidable. Yeah.
Takže dukkha je je možno je se vyhnout.
So dukkha is arising dependent on demanding, and we don't need to demand. It's optional.
Dukkha vzniká na jako závislá na téhle tužbě. Ale musíme to užít.
You know, hopefully today you've been finding a little bit of relief as we open to more tolerance of the unpleasant.
Dneska jste našli trochu úlevy, tak jak jsme dneska praktikovali podle instrukcí.
And we can increase this kind of practice to also not pull towards anything that's pleasant, to try and own it, to try and keep it.
Tento praxi můžeme rozšířit i na to připoutávat se k tomu, co je příjemné.
Amazingly, the less we demand for life to be other than the way it is, the more happiness we have.
K našemu úžasu, čím méně chceme po životu, tím jsme šťastnější.
It seems to us that we get happy when we get what we want. That's what seems to happen.
Pro nás to vypadá běžně, že čím, když dostaneme to, co chceme, tak budeme šťastní.
But what I understand the Buddha suggesting is that happiness comes from no longer demanding for that thing.
A co navrhuje Buddha je, že štěstí přichází z toho, že přestaneme něco požadovat.
And if we don't pull towards with great intensity or push away with real intensity, that level of dukkha just doesn't arise. A way that this is described in the Sutta teachings is about a second arrow. And so, you know, the story is that someone is shot with an arrow, a painful experience arises for them.
Ten příběh je takový, že když někdo je zasažen šípem, tak vzniká bolest.
And rather than, you know, taking care, taking cover and removing that arrow,
ale spíš než by se postaral toho zranění a toho fyzickou bolest a ošetřil si to zranění,
they actually somehow managed to shoot another arrow into themselves of like, this shouldn't have happened to me, and all of that kind of story.
Ale místo teda ošetření té rány, nějak se nám daří střílet se ještě druhý šíp do těla.
So, there's this exploration. So how did this come about? How did this demanding come about?
Takže my se teď bavíme o tom, jak se tohle vlastně děje, jak se to stane, že se střílíme druhý šíp.
And it comes about because we take certain things as dear and as desirable.
Děje se to proto, že některé věci po nich toužíme nebo je považujeme za
And of course, also other things as not dear, not desirable. And this ties into a teaching that I'd like us to explore as a practice tomorrow.
A tohle se váže k učení, které bych rád, aby jsme zítra prozkoumali.
So there's this subtle process that happens every time we contact the world.
Vždycky, když naše mysl kontaktuje svět, tak se děje ten konkrétní proces, o kterém se budeme bavit.
And it's referred to as Vedana, the term in Pali.
Říká se mu Vedana.
And Vedana is a classification of experiences into pleasant or unpleasant.
Vedana v jazyku Pálí je jakási klasifikace, která běží mysla a hodnotí všechny věmy jako pozitivní nebo negativní, příjemné nebo nepříjemné.
We could say nice or not nice. And importantly, it's nice or not nice to me. Yeah. So, you know, the sound of this voice is nice or not nice for me, to me. And everything we can contact through all of the senses very quickly is decided, oh, this is nice, not nice, oh, this is nice, oh, I don't like this. Yeah. All the time, it's always ongoing.
Je to neustále běžící proces mysli, které hodnotí všechny smyslové vnímy jako pozitivní nebo příjemné nebo nepříjemné.
So there's two types of Vedana, and there's a third.
Jsou dva druhý vedení a ještě je třetí.
Which I think in modern life is called meh.
Tady myslím, že v moderním světě je meh.
So it's things which aren't nice, they're not nice, they're nah, you know, for me. No, not for me.
Takže jsou tam ty věci příjemné, nepříjemné, pak jsou tam ty věci mají takové, linkové, takové.
So underlying the demanding is this process that's going on. Can you see? We'll unpack it.
Takže pokračujeme tady k popisu toho procesu, tak pod tím požadováním, pod tou tužbou je skrytý tady ten proces rozeznávání věcí jako věmu, jako příjemných, nepříjemných nebo neutrálních.
So something arises, we contact something in the world through our senses. Let's say it's something nice for me. That's the Vedana. I'm going to get it. I'm going to get some of that. Yeah, that's the tanha, the demanding.
To je tanha, to je ta tužba. Požadování.
Which already is dukkha. Just that, it's already dukkha.
Už tohle je dukkha, už tohle je utrpení.
It's stressful.
Je to stresující.
But then it turns out, maybe I can't get it. And that's not nice. And I don't want that. So this is pushing away as well in this experience.
Od sebe se snažím dostat pryč, snažím se od toho vzdálit.
So it just goes on, you know, it's this ongoing process. And that's dukkha, and that's dukkha. The way that we contact, the way that we relate, just keeps bringing dukkha.
To neustálý proces toho je dukkha, stále to běží.
So the freedom that comes isn't in stopping having Vedana experiences.
Takže osvobození leží v tom přestat mít příjemné nebo nepříjemné vjemy.
So where we started off in this idea of wisdom, we get wise about the process.
Takže jsme zpátky, jsme začali, snažíme se být moudrý v tom tomhle procesu.
And we try not to take it so personally.
Snažíme se nebrat to tak osobně.
So we recognize, there's this.
Takže rozlišíme, všimneme si, tady tohle to se děje, tohle to to.
And it seems nice.
A je to příjemné, to fajn.
From my perspective.
Mojí perspektivy.
But I don't need to get it. That doesn't need to happen.
Ale nepotřebuju to mít, nepotřebuju to získat, nepotřebuju to, nemusí se to stát.
But interestingly, we can still enjoy it as it arises and passes.
Co zajímavé, my si to stále můžeme užít, jak to přichází a odchází.
But the wisdom key here is just not to believe in it quite the same way.
A ta moudrost je v tom, nevěřit tomu tak.
It's the blind belief that's really the core of the problem there.
Je to ta slepá, to slepé
slepá
víra, která způsobuje tady to utrpení.
So we're not trying to get rid of Vedana, we're just trying to relate to it skillfully. And that's our practice, I feel.
Takže nesnažíme se zbavit prožívání příjemného nepříjemného věmu, ale snažíme se k tomu kolem moudře. Tohle bude naše praxe.
Because once we open to these three types of Vedana, I don't know if it's possible to have an experience which isn't pleasant or unpleasant, or neither pleasant nor not unpleasant.
Jakmile se otevříme tady tomu učení, tak nemyslím si, že je možné být jenom příjemné prožitky, nebo jenom nepříjemné, nebo nemít nepříjemné, nebo nemít příjemné, jenom takové.
But it's important to know Vedana is added on. It's added on top of contact.
Je důležité si uvědomit, že ten prožitek příjemné, nepříjemné je neutrální, je přidaný na ten kontakt. Je to takový další ten.
So I don't know if you're getting the car horns today, but we could say, you know, car horns, they're unpleasant.
Nemyslíš si, že to troubení auta, ale můžeme říct, že je nepříjemné.
They're always unpleasant. Car horns, they're just always unpleasant. That's the Vedana of car horns.
Troubení auta je vždycky nepříjemné, je to prostě jejich vina.
But what if someone you really love turns up outside your house, beep, beep, on their car horn?
A co když někdo, koho opravdu máte rádi, se objeví před autem, před domem a zatroubí.
Yeah, the Vedana is added on. It's always added on. So we don't have to take it so seriously.
Takže ta Vedana je vždycky přidaná k tomu samotnému věmu. Takže to nemusíme brát tak vážně.
This is kind of a part of a little bit of an emptiness teaching here, actually.
To, o čem se teď bavíme, je vlastně učení prázdnoty.
The Vedana that we add on is empty of belonging to that experience. It doesn't have to have that Vedana.
Vedana je vlastně přidaný k tomu prožitku, k tomu vjemu. Nepatří k němu, není jeho součástí.
You know, we could love sunshine. So, I just always love the sunshine. And then we get sunburnt and we're really sensitive to it and it starts, you know, to get unpleasant. Or, you know, we have our favorite thing to eat. So, it's always nice to have that. Always a nice Vedana.
Můžeme vzít naše oblíbené jídlo a to je vždycky chutné, vždycky se to těšíme. Vždycky na příjemnou Vedanu.
You've probably noticed it's not as enjoyful every single mouthful. It starts to become a little bit more it doesn't hold the attention so much.
Můžeme si všimnout, že to jídlo není příjemné celý čas, už po pár soustech může být třeba neutrální.
And it's interesting to talk a kind of Vedana, because what happens there to all of that experience?
Je užitečné zajímavé mluvit o tom, teda, jaká je Vedana našich prožitků.
We notice in here there's like a magic doorway to more and more life than what we normally pay attention to.
Slyšíme, že v tom jsou skryté vrátka k životu, k více šťastnému prožívání.
All the things in our life that we take for granted, that we don't think are amazing, but actually are.
Všechny ty věci, které v našem životě si myslíme, že jsou úžasné, ale v skutečnosti vlastně jsou.
To have flexibility with ways of looking at experience. It's amazing.
Takže vlastně tím můžeme získat flexibilitu v tom, jak se vztahujeme k světu, jak se koukáme. Je to úžasné.
That we can feel connected, friendly towards beings, even if we don't know them for a very long time. It's amazing.
Můžeme se cítit spojený, přátelský, to je úžasné.
You may have heard from Thich Nhat Hanh, he has this saying.
Možná jste, můžete, I don't remember the, his full name. The, what is his?
Thich Nhat Hanh.
Thich Nhat Hanh, yeah, okay.
Thich Nhat Hanh. Má nějaké přísloví.
And he says, the miracle is not to walk on water, it's to walk at all.
Říká, že zázrak není chodit po vodě, ale zázrak je vůbec to, že chodíme.
And it's true, right? Isn't it just a miracle to be able to walk?
Je to pravda, není? Není to úžasné, že dokážeme chodit?
And it's probably been getting a meh vedana all day long. So when we notice that, it's like, wow, there's so much more to appreciate. And that opens out in that whole classification.
Ještě si můžeme všimnout pak, je, že v životě je tolik toho úžasného, tolik toho krásného.
So what I want to be sharing here is that getting wise about our experience is really, really helpful.
Co mám teda chci sdělit je, že chovat se moudře.
So we talked earlier about this second arrow that we can fire into ourselves when, you know, something painful happens.
Mluvili jsme teda o tom druhém šípu, který střílíme.
And the Buddha shares that, you know, a wise, ennobled practitioner doesn't fire the second arrow.
A Buddha říká, že moudrý, vznešený praktikující si nestřílí druhý šíp.
You know, they're able to hold their experience in a much more wise and skillful way.
Jsou schopni prožívat život jako moudřej.
Not firing the second arrow really means going against the stream of our evolution and our habits of culture.
Střelit na druhý šíp jde proti proudu evoluce, naše zkušenosti, nebo zkušenosti.
But let's also be honest, you know, it's not actually that we only fire a second arrow. When we notice we fired a second arrow, which is also painful, we might fire a third. And noticing that, oh, done a third again. We fire the fourth. We can have this really built up experience of just more and more arrows every time we experience painfulness.
Můžeme si budovat tenhle složitý prožitek bolesti střílení těch šípů.
You know, really, really difficult, unpleasant experiences. More and more difficult to bear.
Můžu to být velice obtížné prožitky. Se těžce veselí.
One way to think of this, and hopefully we can feel how understandable it is in this example.
Doufám, že to zřejmě z těch příkladů.
This may also relate to us directly. We might have this condition.
Může se nás to týkat přímo osobně.
Someone might be really stressed that their posture isn't very good. You know, their shoulders rounding over, their back is curving.
Někdo může stresovat, třeba jako pozice.
And this happens, it's their stress that's causing them to hunch over.
Say the last word.
It's their stress in their life that's causing them to have this bad posture, to be hunching over, like I'm. And so they don't want to have bad posture, which causes them stress. And maybe when they're walking around the town, they go past a big mirror, they see themselves, it's like, oh, I'm really hunched over. Unpleasant Vedana. I don't want that. And they get stressed and they hunch over more.
Yeah.
Then they pass another mirror and it's, oh, it's gotten worse. And they get more stressed.
You
see where this is going, yeah? At any point when we notice with wisdom, this is the pattern. No, we can say this. Oh, I could stand up a little bit more straight. I could just support a little bit better posture right now. And in this metaphor, it's also meaning making more space in my experience, like we did this morning. Allow for some painfulness in this experience. So it doesn't matter if we've fired 60 arrows or only one. We just don't fire another one. You know, we can be grateful for the opportunity. So the possibility of possibilities is always there. It doesn't matter if we look like a pin cushion for a tailor, you know, who's just full of pins, full of arrows. Or if we're folded all the way over with stress in our posture. We just slowly, slowly develop from there. We have tendencies of behavior. Some we've evolved through millennia to do, yeah. Avoid the painful. But these wisdom teachings are talking about remembering the possibility of other possibilities. And in a word, this is Dharma teachings. The tendency of tendencies. Transformed into the possibility of possibilities. So And, you know, this is the path of peace. This heads us in the direction of freedom. So that's what I wanted to share this evening. We'll just have a quiet minute together to close. Whatever's in experience, just opening around that. So thank you for your listening. Thank you for the translation and for your good practice today. Beautiful to be able to share these teachings together. And have 5 minutes until the evening meal. So feel free to sit on a little longer or stretch your legs, stretch the body. And see you tomorrow morning. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the talk.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow.